ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Maseches Makis is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz Le'ilui Nishmas Yisrael Ben Ben Yehuda Aryeh.
Makis Daf Zayin. The Mishnah on Daf Vav Amud Beis said, Dover Acher Al Pishnayim Edim Shloisei Sanhedrin Shemas Mi Pia Torgamon. Rashi says, Shloisei Sanhedrin Shemas Edus HaEdim Mi Pia Torgamon Tzrichin Hadayonim Sheyu Makirin Boloshin HaEdim Voloi Sheyamidu Sheyamidu Melitz Bein Naisam. The Dayanim have to recognize the Lashon of the Edim and not that they put an interpreter between them. The Gemara on the bottom of Avamid Beis brings a story. Hanu Le'uzi Dosu Le'kamei De'Rava Uki Rava Torgamon Beinayu. There were Le'uzi that came in front of Rava and Rava put a Torgamon between them. Frek the Gemara V'hechi Avid Hachi V'hotnan Shalaitei Sanhedrin Shemas Mipia Torgamon. And for the Gemara, Rava made the have a yoda, made the have amri, va adure hu de loy have a yoda. So Rava knew what they were saying, he just didn't know how to answer them. The problem is only if you don't understand what they're saying, but if you understand the Lashon, you just can't speak it, on that you can put a Torgamon to answer back to them. Now, who were these Le'uzi? Kipshutai. These Le'uzi were Edim, that spoke a Lashon Acheres, like Rashi said in the Mishnah, that the din of Shloisei Sanhedrin Shemas is going on the Eidos HaEidim mi Pia Torgamon. And the Ritva Taken Wamshat says, Das Rabbi Seinuzal, that the Gemara is talking about the Eidim. However, the Rambam in Perichof Aleph Mehilchus Sanhedrin, Halacha Ches, says a Gevaldige Chiddush, Lo yie hadayin sheimea mi pia torgamon elim ken hayamaker loshen bale dinin v'sheimea tanei sehem. The Rambam brings this halacha b'negeya the bale dinin, that the dayonim have to recognize the loshen of the people that are coming to be judged before them. And l'chayra, the loshen ha-gemara, is a little bit more mashma like that, because hanu le'uzi da osu le'kamei de'rava. The lashon of osu le'kamei de'rava is mashma that they came in front of him for a din Torah. It's even more mashma like that than the lashon of Rabbeinu Chananel, that he says hanu le'uzi da osu le'kamei de'rava bedina. It's mashma they came to him for a din Torah. So the Rambam learned that the Gemara is talking about that these le'uzi were the balei dinim. And on that, the Gemara is asking that how could Rava put a Torgamon between them? What happened to the din of Shloisei Sanhedrin Shemas Mipia Torgamon? The question is that where does it say in the Drasha of Al Pishnayim Edim Shloisei Sanhedrin Shemas Mipia Torgamon anything about the Balei Dinim? The Drasha is talking about the Edim. Rav Asher explained based on the Nimukei Yosef on Daf Gimel Amar Aleph Bedape Harif, that he explains in the Mishnah Dover Acher Mi Pi Torgamon Shema Yachlif HaTorgamon Beloshein HaEdus. The reason why there's a din that the Dayanim should not hear the Eidus of the Eidim from a Torgamon is because the Torgamon may mix up, may switch the Loshen of the Eidus. Va'oid Kishiyishmu Heimi Pi HaEdim Yitochen Lohem Lachgar Oysam Yoyser. The Nemuka Yosef explains that the reason why you can't have a Torgamon is because, first of all, he might switch exactly what the Lashon of the Eidos was, and also, if the Dayanim themselves understand what the Eidim are saying, they could check them out better. So the Rambam understood that if this is the reason why we can't hear the Eidos of the Eidim Ipiat Torgamon, so hu adin, these svaris apply to the Balei Dinim as well. If a Torgamon might mess up and switch their tainus, and also the Dayanim are able to look better into what the Balei Dinim are really saying and check them out better if they understand their Lashon. So therefore the Rambam understood that the din of the Mishnah, although the Drasha was said by Edim, but hu adin, it applies to the Balei Dinim as well. Rashi in the Mishnah says that it's talking about Edim, but that's not such a raya because Avada the Drosha is talking about Edim. But Rashi in Sanhedrin, Yunzayin Omer Aleph, is more mefurish that he learns that the din is bedafka by Edim, not like the Rambam, because over there, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Yod Zayin, Omer Rav Yechanan, Ein Meishivin B'Sanhedri, Ela Balei Koimo, Balei Chochmo, Balei Mara, Ubalei Zikno, Balei Kshofim, V'yoydim B'Shivim Loshin. They have to understand, they have to know the 70 languages. Why? Shaloi Tehei Sanhedri Shemas Mipia Torgamon, says Rashi, Mipia Torgamon, Kishaboin, Eidei Loyazim Leheyed Bifneyem, Loyitzdorchu Lahamid Meilitzim Beineyem, Dahavalei Eid Mipiaid. Rashi says, what's the chisaron of hearing from a Torgamon? Because it blibes Eid Mipiaid. Eid Mipiaid, that's a halacha in Eidos. But by Balei Dinim, there's no halacha that the Dayanim have to hear the taina of the Baldin directly from the Baldin. Furthermore, if Rashi held that there's a halacha even in the Balei Dinim that the Sanhedrin has to understand their language, so why does Rashi explain that the reason why the Sanhedrin has to understand the Shivim Lashon is because Kesheboin Eidei Loyazim Leheid Bifneyem Loyistarchu Lahamid Melitzim Beineyem? Why is Rashi only talking about the Eidim? And what about Kesheboin Balei Dinim Loyazim Leheid Bifneyem? The Mashmois of Rashi is that it's a din only by the Eidim. And tak over here, the Ritva brings two dais. If this halacha applies even to the Balei Dinim or only to the Eidim. Now there's a Meridiki Yediyah in the Ritva that he says another nafgamina that comes out from this machlokes is, does the halacha of mipiem v'loy mipiksavam that we have by Eidim, does that apply to the Balei Dinim as well? And he says it's totally in this machlokes. According to the Rambam Shita, he brings it from the Rama, that the halacha of mipi haTorgamon applies to Balei Dinim as well. Hu adin, that there's a din of v'loy mipi ksavam by the tainus of the Balei Dinim. Bezdin will not nem on a taina of a baldin if he sends his taina with a ksav rather than saying it. Masha'ekin, according to Rashi Shita, Das Rabbi Sein of the Ritva, that the din of the Mishnah of Mipi HaTorgamon is a local halacha in Edim. So hu adin, the din of Mipi Ksavam is only halacha in Edim. Now, lefi the Hasbara that we said before in the Rambam Shita, that although the drasha of Al Pishnayim Edim Shleitei Sanhedrin Shemas Mipi HaTorgamon was said by Edim, but it applies to the Balei Dinim as well, because of the Nimuke Yosef Svara, that Shema Yachlif, because maybe the Torgamon will mess up, will switch what the Edom are saying, or because if Bezdin recognized the Lashon of the Edom, they can check them out better, and these Svaris apply as well to the Balei Dinim, that should only be a Svara, Legabi the Halacha Mipi HaTorgamon, but not Legabi the Halacha of Mipi Ksavam. From the fact that the Ritva tells Su the din of Mipi Ksavam, Vais Dois, that he did not learn the sheet of the Rambam and the Rama, that it's based on the Nimuke Yosef Svara. So it's Rik Shver, how did the Ritva understand that first daya? If the Drasha was said, B'nei Geya, the Eidos of Edim, how do we have a right to stretch that to the Balei Dinim? This is Tzarech Bir. Next inyan. The Gemara on the top of Zayin Amad Aleph says, Ilah v'tuvya krivei da'arva havu. Ilah and Tuvya were krivim of the Arev. Says Rashi, Ilah v'tuvya eidei halva hoyu v'krivin al ha'arev. They were eidei halva and they were krivin to the Arev. So Rav Papa le'meymar gabi loivu malva rechiki ninu. So Rav Papa thought that since legabi the loiv and the malva, they are rechikim, they're not related, so we could accept their eidos. If the loiva won't have money, won't the malva go to the arev? Therefore, their eidos is unacceptable. Says Tosfos, Mikan diyesh li zoyer be'eidei mamin shloyehu krovim loiva v'loy lamalva v'loy la'arev. From here, we see that they can't be krovim to any of the three parties, the loiva, malva, or the arev. The Rosh in Simen Yud Gimel Yodala brings B'Shem the Ravid that he explained the case Shetanesein al Iske Piroin, where their tainus is about the payment of the halva. Rashi learned that they were edim on the halva itself. The Ravid says that their tainus were about the piroin. Kegoin shamar loyve lemalva praticha. The loyve said to the malva, I paid you back. With that taina of the loiva that he paid him back, the ariv is pattered up. And the malva brought edim that he didn't pay him up. These edim, Eloah and Tuvia, were edim that the malva brought that he didn't pay him up, and it comes out that the ariv became chayiv with that. The Papula Charifta says that there's no machloikas going on between Rashi and the Ravid. Mashmois darshan nika binayiv uloi pligi. Elamar mifarish kedemashmalei, uvdo umar kedemashmalei. The Pulach Harifta learns there's no machlekes going on, just Rashi and the Ravid explained the case differently. And there's no machlekes. We'll see later on, Mirtz Hashem, in the Hemshech of the Shir, that the Rishonim say that, no, there is a reason why the Ravid didn't learn like Rashi. Yitaka argues on Rashi. That we'll see in Mirtz Hashem. Says the Rosh, Vim Toimar, Vinehemne Ligabe Loiva Shaloi Para, Voloi Nehemne Ligabe Ariv, De Palginon Di Bura. Why do we not accept their Eidos whatsoever? Why don't we say that let's accept their Eidos Ligabe the Loiva that he didn't pay back, but don't believe them Ligabe the Ariv, because Palginon Di Bura, Midi da Have, Ahahi de Parakama de Sanhedrin, Ploini Ravai Lertzainai, Huva Acher Mitztarfen Lahargai de Palginon Di Bura, Dodam Karavet Salatzmai, Veinai Mesamatzmai Rasha. The Gemara says on Daf Tesamid Beis in Sanhedrin, Rava says that if a person says Ploini Ravani Lertzaini, so and so was Revea Mi Lertzaini. And I agreed, Huva Acher Mitztarfen Lahargai, that him and another aide could be Mitztarif to kill the Ploini. Why? Aye, but he's also speaking about himself. But we say, Adam Karavet Salatzmai, Ve'ein Mesem Atzmai Rasha. So, we Ligabe himself, we don't accept his words, Ligabe himself, but we do accept his words, Ligabe the Pliny. That means, one way to learn is we accept the Pliny Ravani, but we don't accept the Lertzaini. Or, Taisus and Ksuba says, we accept the Pliny Rava without the Ni. But there's a concept of Palginon Dibura. So too over here, why don't we say, let's make a Palginon to accept the Eidos of the Eidim Ligabe the Loive, but Ligabe the Ariv that they're craving to, that we won't accept it for. And the Rosh gives two other examples, V'chein V'perek Zebeir, Bar Benitos, Asidu Beitrei Sahadi. Two Edom testified against Bar Benitos, Chad Omar Oizef Beribisa. One said that he lent with Ribis, the Chad Omar Lididi Oizef Beribisa. And the other one said he lent me with Ribis. Upasle Ravel Bar Benitos, Mishum da Adam Karavet Salatzmai. Even though if he said Lididi Oizef Beribisa, he's making himself a Rasha because you're not allowed to borrow with Ribis. But Rava didn't accept that chelik, because Adam Karavet Salatzmai, Umehem Ninanle, the Oizef Beribisa, Velaylididi. So, this person that said that he lent me with Ribis, we don't accept the chelik that he said that he lent me with Ribis, but we accept the fact that he lent with Ribis, so he could get together with another aide to testify against someone that he is puzzle because he lent with Ribis. V'chein b'yavamis, daf chafei amid beiz, eid shebova amar haragti lebaila shal isha zu, shemasiyan oisod demem ninan leisha nerag, we believe him that the Baal got killed, v'loisha hu hargai, but we don't believe him that he killed him. Hachanami lifleg dibura v'lehemne legabe loiva v'loi lichiyuve ariv. So the Rosh is asking that, just like we have three Gemaras, where we see a concept of Palginon Dibura, so why don't we say over here, a Palginon as well, that to believe the Edom Ligabe the Loive, not Ligabe the Ariv. Now, L'chaira, the Rosh's question needs a beer. What's the Palginon Dibura over here? In those Gemaras, there's a Palginon Dibura, we're splitting their words. We're accepting part of their words and not the other words. For example, Pliny Ravani Lertzaini. So we only take the Pliny Ravani, but not the Lertzaini. So we're splitting the words of the Eidos, and we're only accepting one Chelik, not the other Chelik. Over here, where they said one story. They said about a halva, or they said Loi Parai, and that story is Negea, the Loiva, and the Arev. Now you want to accept the whole story, Ligabe the Loiva, and not Ligabe the Arev. That's not Palginan Dibura. You're not splitting their words. You're accepting their whole words for one person, not for a different person. This is what the Velt calls Palginan Nemanis. This is what the Rosh Yeshiva called Palginan Nemanis. And Rabbi Chanan in Kavitsa Aris, Simon Chaf Aleph, Ais Aleph, proves that Palginan Nemanis, that has nothing to do with Palginan Dibura. Palginan Dibura is, according to Taisvis, is a machloikis between Rava and Rabbi Yosef in Sanhedrin, Daf Tesamid Beis. Palginan Nemanis, says Rabbi Chanan, that everyone agrees to. Even Rabbi Yosef agrees to Palginan Nemanis. Rabbi Chanan proves it from the fact that the Mishnah in Yevamis, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amad Aleph, says that even though an Eid Echad is Neman to be Matir and Isha, if the Eid Echad says that her husband died, he's believed, but the relatives are not Yordan Lenachla al pi that one aid. So, says Rabbi Chanan, we see that there's a concept of Palgina Nemanis, that we believe the Eidos of the aid Ligabe one thing, but not Ligabe something else. That's not Palginan Dibura. We're not splitting his words. Palginan Dibura, that's a machloikis, Rava, Rav Yosef, according to Taisus. But Palginan Nemanis, where you accept the whole story, Ligabe one thing, not Ligabe something else, that everyone agrees to. But over here, in the Rishonim, we see not like that. We see that the Rishonim are asking in our Gemara that let's believe the Eidos of the Eidim, Ligabe the Loiva, not Ligabe the Ariv. They ask because there's a concept, we paskin Palginan Dibura. And they bring three examples of Palginan Dibura. Over here it's Palginan Nemanis, not Palginan Dibura. Palginan Nemanis, Zok Rabbal Chanan, has nothing to do with Palginan Dibura, that everyone agrees to. But from the Rishayim you see that they only ask Mikayach Palginan Dibura. So Rav Shmuel and others say that you see from these Rishayim not like Rabbal Chanan. What's Taka the Hezber? What's Taka the Hezber that Palginan Nemanis and Palginan Dibura is all one and the same? Rav Asher explained that Vaistois from these Rishonim, that the Iker Nidain of Palginan is, can we nem on a chelik of an Eidos and just take the Eidos Bechelka, or we have to take the Eidos Bemilua, Kemay Shehi. But to start splitting up an Eidos and only take it Bechelka, that we can't do. So, it makes no difference whether you want to take a chelik of the Eidos by only taking a chelik of the Gufa de Uvda, like Pliny Ravani without the Lertzaini, or you want to take the whole Eidos, the whole Gufa de Uvda, but only believe it L'chatzoyin, only believe it Ligabe the Loive, not Ligabe the Arev. That's also not accepting the Eidos Kemay Shehi. The Eidos Kemay Shehi is speaking about the Loive and the Arev. To start taking it Bechelka and saying, I'm only going to believe it for this and not for that, that's not accepting the Eidos Kemay Shehi. It's one shmooze. The Chiddush of Palginan Dibura says that yes, we could nem on a Eidos Bechelka. We could take a chelik of an Eidos. We don't have to take the whole, the Eidos Bemilua Kemay Shehi. So the Rishonim are saying that since you see in these three examples that Palginan Dibura, so from there, we have a raya that, huadin, we make a palginon to take an edus, bechelka, meaning accept it legabi the loiva, not legabi the arif. But without palginon dibura, we would not say this palginon to only accept it legabi the loiva, not legabi the arif. Because without the chinish of palginon, you have to take the edus b'milua kamay shehi. to start splitting it up and to take the Eidus b'chelka, there's no such din of Kabbalah's Eidus. It's only with Palginan that we're Mechadish that you can take an Eidus b'chelka. Sometimes that means you take a chelik of the gufa de uvda of the Eidus, and sometimes it means that we take the whole Eidus legabe the chiyuv of the loiv and not legabe the chiyuv of the ariv. Rabbi Baruch Ber in Yevamis Simon Yud brings b'shem Rabbi Shuel Leib that he says that to believe the Eidus legabe one thing, not legabe something else, has to do with the din of Palginan Dibura. And the Marshal, according to Rabbi Yosef, that Tosfos says that he doesn't hold of Palginan Dibura, he won't hold of Palginan Amanas either. It's one and the same shmuz. Aye. What do we do with Rabbi Chanan's Raya? Rabbi Chanan is the Avi Ashita that Palginan Amanas is a whole different thing than Palginan Dibura. Even Rabbi Yosef, that doesn't agree with Palginan Dibura, Avada will have to agree to Palginan Amanas. It's a Mishnah in Yevamis Kuf Yud Zayin that says that if an Eid Echad says that a woman's husband died, so we believe the Eid Echad legabe to marry her off, but not legabe that the relatives are nechnasin lenachlo al piv. Says Rabbi Chanan, so here you have a Mefurisha Mishnah that Palgina Namanis. Aye, Palgina Dibura is a machloikis. Yeah, that's Palgina Dibura over here. We're not splitting the Gufa de Uvda. We're taking the whole Gufa Dovda, we're taking the whole story and just believing it, legabe one thing, not legabe something else. So what do we do with Rabbi Chanan's Raya? On that, Rav Shmuel and others say that over there it's different. That's not Palginan Nemanis. Over there the pshat is that an Eid Echad has a certain level of Nemanis. Two Eidim have a higher level of Nemanis. Legabe Eidos Isha, because of this Mitai Chaymer, whether it's a Deiraisa, Drabanan, Shailin, the Rishainim, but They said that an Eid Echad, the level of Nemanus of Eid Echad is enough for Eidus Isha. But that level of Nemanus is not enough for Mammon. That's not called a Palginan. We're accepting an Eid Echad completely legabe, the level Nemanus that he has. It's just that this level Nemanus is only enough for Eidus Isha. It's not enough for Mammon. Where's it called Palgina Nemanis? Let's say over here, where you have two Eidim saying that there was a halva, or two Eidim saying that the Loivet did not pay the Malva back. Two Eidim have a full Nemanis. And yet, you're only accepting them, Ligabi the Loivet, not Ligabi the Ariv. That's a Palginon. You're only accepting them, Lichatsoin. An Eid Echad doesn't have enough Nemanis, Ligabi Mamin. It's only enough Nemanis for Eidus Isha. For Eidus Isha, they said a kula that an Eid Echad is believed. So that's not called that you're only accepting him l'chatzoin. His Nemanis is a complete Nemanis, but the level Nemanis of Eid Echad is only maspik for Eidus Isha. It's not maspik for Mammon. So Zochinu Ladin, that from these Rishonim, we have a Raya that Palginan Nemanis, Palginan Dibura is all one and the same. It's the Achroinim coined this expression of Palginan Nemanis, that it's a whole different thing. In the Rishonim, we don't find this Sprach of Palginan Nemanis. It's all called Palginan Dibura. It's all one shmooze. If you're only accepting the Eidus Bechelka, whether it's a chelik of the Gufa de Uvda or a chelik of what they're speaking about, that you're only believing them for this, not for that, that's all one shmooze of Palginan di Bura. So, the Rishonim are asking, so what's pshat in our story? By Yiloh V'tuvya, how come the Gemara says we don't accept their Eidus? Even legabe the loiva, let's accept their edus for the loiva, not for the ariv. We hold palginan dibura. Answers the rosh b'shem the ravid. The haravid zal kosa b'tshuvaisav shekol edus shebatla miktsasa machmas psul kurva batla kula v'loi palginan dibura. Says the ravid that by every Eidos that's batla miktsasa because of a psul kurva, you say batla kula, we don't say palginan dibura. Deha loy palig bahu rachmana. because the Torah was loy polig. The Torah did not split them. The Omar Mashnayim Nimsa Echman Karvei Pasalei Dusam B'Teila Af Shloisha Alma Loy Palginon Edusam, says the Ravid of Meiridikizach. He says, because when it comes to Psal Kurva, you see that the Torah was Loy Polig B'hu Rachmana. Because the Torah says, just like by two, if one of them is Nimsvechem and Karvei Pasal Edus is bottle, so too by three. What's the Ravid talking about? Over there, by the din of that, if one of them is Nimsvechem and Karvei Pasal Edus is bottle, that has to do with Palginon. What does that have to do with Palginon? What kind of Palginon is Shaykh over there? Over there, they're all saying one Edus, and one of them is Pasal. And there's a halacha that the whole cat is bottle. What kind of Palginon is Shaykh over there? Rabbi Asher explained that Vaistois from the Ravid, that the Ravid is saying that the Geder Hadin of Nimtzach Men Karavei Pasal Edusan B'Teila is that they're one cat of Shloisha. It's one Edus of Shloisha. And you have to be able to accept the Edus Kemoshe Hi. But if you can't accept the Edus Kemoshe Hi, you have three Edim, one cat, that are saying this Edus. If you can't accept the Edus Kemoshe Hi because one of them is a carver puzzle, so then you can't accept it at all. What do you want to say? Let's split up the Ksherim from the Psulim and let's nem on the Edus of the Ksherim without the Psulim? That's what the Torah is teaching us, that you have to accept the Edus Kemoshe Hi. It's all or nothing. Either you take the Edus completely, all three of them, and if you can't, then you can't accept them at all. Don't be mechalik the Edus. That itself is the Xeris HaKosov of Edus and B'Teila. Zok the Ravid. So just like you see that when it comes to a Karayv, that in the Edim, if one of them is a Karayv, so the Torah is saying you have to accept the Edus Kamei Shehi, you can't split it up, so too, if in the Edus you have a Korva mixed in over here, meaning you have an Edus over here that's Negea, the Loiva, and the Ariv. So you have a Psul Korva that's Negea, Ligabe, the Ariv. So then, what do you want to say? Let's take the Edus Bechelka. Let's not accept the Edus Kamei Shehi Bishlei Musa, but let's accept it L'chatzoyin? No. But when it comes to a Psul Korva, the Torah said, you have to accept the Edus Kemoshe, you can split it up. There's no chilik between whether you want to split up the Edim or split the Edus. It's all one shmuz. Can you accept the? You have to be able to accept the Edus the way it is. It's all or nothing. You can't take an Edus Bechelka, whether it's in the Edim or in the Edus. Aye, but what do we do with the Gemaras, Pliny, Ravani, Lertzaini, the other Gemaras, where we see that we do say Palginon? Says the Ravid, Amir Dika Yisoid, that Vaha de Omar, Adam Karavet Salatzmai Vein Mesem Atzmai Rasha. For example, Pliny, Ravani, Lertzaini, Hainu Dafka Kishemeid Al Atzmai, She'ein Ze Edus Klal. Elokimi she'ein adami she'ein adam nikra la'atzmai eid pasul k'deisha noimar eidu shebatul miktsasa batul kula v'damyo lahado amar le'el b'mikaymei dover akosuv medaber t'ki hechi dikshe nimsa echad mino eidim karavai pasul eidusan b'teila hachinami kishe nimsa le'echad mehen karavai pasul sharei miktsas eidusan b'teila machmas kurva. Says the Ravid Meiridik that there's a major difference between a Psul Korva and a Baldover. A Karayv is considered an aid pasul, but a Baldovar is not considered an aid bechlal. That's the Gemara on Daf Vav Amud Aleph. Why doesn't the Hoireg mess up the cat? He also saw himself killing the person. Says the Gemara, no, b'mekayme dover akosav medaber. V'loy b'oisei hadover, said Rashi. The pasuk is only talking about the mekayme hadover, not the oisei hadover. the Oisei HaDover, the Baal Dover, doesn't have on him a shame aid b'chlal. When do we say that if one of the Edim is possible, he messes up the cat? That's when he's an aid with a psul. An aid means he's an outsider. But if he's the Baal Dover himself, that's not Eidos. Eidos means you're speaking about somebody else. You're talking about yourself, says the Ritva, that's called Haidah. That doesn't have a shame aid b'chlal. So just like the Gemara said earlier, B'negeya the din of Nimsa Mechem and Karvei Pasol Eidusim B'teila, we differentiate between a Karev and a Baal Dover. So too, Legabe Eidus, Shebatla Mikzasa Batla Kula is the same thing. That if in the Eidus there's a Psul Korva, Legabe, one person, Lamashal, over here. Elah and Tuvia were craving to the Ariv, not to the Loive. So it, and it's one Eidus. So I say Eidus, Shabbatum, it's also Batla Kula. You have to accept the Eidus Kamei Shehi. You can't start splitting up an Eidus. Aye, but by Pliny Ravani Lertzaini we do? Yeah, that's because the Chelik that he's speaking about himself is Bechlal not Eidus. The only Eidus that we hear, that we're hearing from him, is only about the Pliny. What he's speaking about himself is not Eidus Bechlal. So over there, we accept the whole Eidus. The Yisoid is, you have to accept the whole Eidus. By Karev, the Eidus is about the Loiva and the Arev, because a Karev is an Eid puzzle. You can't make surgeries on the Eidus and only accept parts. No. You have to accept the Eidus b'shlei Musa k'may shehi. Dosh deitin the din of Nimsa Achman Karvei Pasol Eidusan b'teila. Just like you have to accept the whole cat, it's either, it's all or nothing. Just like in the Eidim, it's all or nothing. So too in the Eidus, it's all or nothing. But when it comes to a Baal Dover, he doesn't have a shame Eid Pasol. Ein olav shame Eid klal, says the Ravid. That doesn't have a shame aid whatsoever, and therefore we say palginon. And with this, the Ravid says the Meir Dike Pshat in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Yudam at Aleph. The Gemara over there says Amar Rava Pliny Bo Al Ishti Huva Acher Mitzdarfen Lahar Goy Avoloi Lahar Go. Says the Gemara Maikom Ashmalon De Mefalginon BeDibura Haynu Hach. He already said palginon dibura. Says the Gemara Maude Tema Adam Karev Eitzel Atzmai Amrinon. Eitzel ishtoi lo yamrinon kamash malon. So what does the Gemara mean? I would have thought that Adam karav eitzel atzmei yamrinon, but eitzel ishtoi lo yamrinon kamash malon. What does that mean? That legave ishtoi, I would think that we don't say Adam karav eitzel ishtoi. Zokta Ravid Meiridik. The hav amino was that legabe his wife, you know what his problem is? You know what his psul is? That he has a psul karav. If he has a psul karev, so then you don't say palginon, because by psul korva we say the shabbat miksasa batla kula. Kamash malon, that no, that ishtai kigufai, that legabe his wife he has a din baldavar. Memele is not an eid bechlal, and that's why we can say a palginon. That was the shakta vitaria. Avada, a person can't say an eidus about his wife. But the shakta vitaria was, is it a psul korva? And Ibazo, you can't say palginon? Kamash malon, no. That we say Adam karev eitzel ishtei, what does that mean? That just like Adam karev eitzel atzmei, meaning that he's a baldover, we say Adam karev eitzel ishtei as a teres baldover, legabe his wife, he bechlal doesn't have a shame aid, and memele we say palginon dibura. And this rivet sheet does also negeya in Cheskes Abatim, b'negeya the halacha of tchilasei b'psul v'seifei b'kashrus. There's a halacha in Yesh Neichlin that if, let's say, a person at the time that he saw the Eidus was a Karev, and then before he said the Eidus in Bezdin, he was Nisrachik from the person, the halacha is that he cannot say the Eidus. As tchilasei b'psul v'seifei b'kashrus. Aber says the Ravid, what happens if tchilasei, he had a din baldavar, and then v'seifei, he's not a baldover anymore, he could say the Eidos, because since a baldover is bechlal not an aid, so that doesn't have a din of tchilasai bipsol. Now the Sheirish Hadover of what the Ravid saying by us, that he's comparing the din of Nimsa Achman Karvei Pasol Eidusan B'teila to our case, that the psul affects the whole Eidus, the Sheirish Hador we have in the Baal Amar also, but he says it b'das atzmai, not b'das harayvid. The Baal Amar says that just like by Nimtza Achman Karvei Pasol, he says that the psul is peshetes b'chol ha'edim kulon de goli barachmana behekish loishol lishnayim v'afilu hein meya. Just like by nimsachman karve pasul, the psul is nispashet on all the edim. So who had then over here the psul korva is mispashet b'chol ha'edus. The kivon shekain din hu shetifshet korvas ha'ariv af b'loivesh hu ayme tachtav b'mkaymai. So he also tells to the din of Nimsvachman Karve Pasol Edusan Betela to our din, but with a different lamdis. He says, just like over there, the psul is nispashet, the psul spreads throughout the Edim, so too over here, the psul korva that they have to the Ariv spreads even klape the loive, since the Ariv is aime tachtavim kaimai, so they're like a guf echot. In other words, the Balamor's answer to the Ravid's question, why don't you say Palginon over here? Says the Balamor, what's it going to help a Palginon? The kosher, their Edus Klapi, the kosher also became Nifsal. The Psul spread. Just like by Nimsa Echaman Karve Apostle, the Psul spread. So when you can't make a Palginon, what Palginon? The Kshenim also became Apostle. So to over here, what's Palginon going to help? The Eidos Klape the Loive also became Pasul. The Psul was Nispashet, even Legabe that. Balkopanim, we see that there are two Mahalchim in the Rishainim how to understand the din of Nimsachim and Karve Pasul, Eidusan Betela. The Ravid is saying it's a din of Loi Palginon. The din is that the Torah is saying that you have to accept the Eidos Kemei Shehi. It's all or nothing. And if you can't accept the Eidus Kamashi, you can't accept it at all. The Balamor is saying, no, the Lumdis is that the Psul of the Pasula is Nispashet, spreads throughout the Edim. And there's a Nafkamina Ladina, like we mentioned in the Shiran Davav, Rabbi Kivager in Shuvis and Chelik Aleph, Simon Kuf Chav Dalit says that because the Lumdis of Nimsa Echman Karve Pasul Dusan Metela is that the Psul spreads throughout the Eidus, Memela, he says, when it comes to Eidos Isha, if let's say you have a group that came and testified that her husband died, and one of them has a chashash meshaker, so the halacha is that all psulim are kosher by Eidos Isha, except a chashash meshaker. So if you have one of them has a chashash meshaker, even though his psul will spread throughout the Edim, but not the Chashash Meshaker Shabbai. Just like he's Pasul, so the psul spreads. But the Chashash Meshaker, that's a Metzius. So now they have a psul. Okay, but psulim are kosher for Eidos Isha, so we could accept their Eidos. The only reason why we usually can't accept the Eidos of the other ones is because they also got a psul. Because the psul spread, but over here, I don't care, they have a psul, but they don't have a chashash meshaker, so we could accept their edus. Masha enkein, if you learn like the Ravid, that the lumdis is that you have to be able to accept an edus kemei shehi, it's all or nothing. So since over here, you can't accept the edus kemei shehi because one of them has a chashash meshaker, and he's not acceptable, so you can't accept the cat at all. And therefore, even by edus isha, you will not be able to accept them if one of them has a chashash meshaker. Like we mentioned that the Ran in Gittin says like that. May inyan le inyan ba'isai inyan. Rashi says that Ilah and Tuvya were edei halva. However, the Balamar says that, b'shem the Ravid, that the case is talking about b'shetayni sein hoyu b'piroin ha'choiv, v'he'idu elu ha'edam al aloi v'shehoida b'fneim shaloi parah. They testified that the loiva admitted in front of them that he didn't pay back. Umitoch kach hoya ha'ariv mischayiv im lo yehoyu psulin machmas kurvasan. Says the Balamar, ukimidumali, that the reason why the Raiva didn't want to say like Rashi is because if the tainus, if the edus was about the ikar halva, then we would say palginon dibura, that we would believe them about the loiv and the malva, and not for the arith. Just like Rava says that ploini boal ishti huva achem mitzdarfen laharga yavoloi laharga. Says the Balamar, if they were speaking about the ikar halva, so then how do we know bichlal that there was an arith? Only because they're saying that we testify that there was a halva, that the Malva lent the loiv, and there was also an Ariv. Okay, so why don't you say Palgina Dibura? Believe their story about the loiv and the Malva. Don't believe their story about the Ariv. Comes along the Ramban, and the Ramban also says that the Ravid didn't want to say like Rashi that's talking about the Iker Halva, but he says not because of Palginon. Not because of Palginon, because the Ravid himself says that we don't say Palginon when it comes to a Psul Korva, but rather, he says, if they were saying that the Malva lent the Loiva, and they also say there was an Ariv over there, says the Ramban, that doesn't even need a Palginon. That's mamish two separate eduyos. They're testifying that a loiva borrowed money, and they're saying a whole separate edus that there was an arvus over here. That's not palginon. That's two separate eduyos. You believe them for this. You believe this edus. You don't believe that edus. So after Ramban, it's just like a case where, let's say, Adam testified that Reuven lent Shimon amana. And he also lent Levi amana. And then they were found to be kroivim to Levi. Would they not be believed legabe Shimon? They testified Reuven lent Shimon, and Reuven also lent Levi. And they're found to be kroivim to Levi. Why wouldn't they be kosher for Shimon? It's two separate eduyos. So over here also, if they're the ones telling you about the Iker Halva, and they also tell you that there was an Arvus, that doesn't need a Palginon. But the Balamar holds that needs a Palginon. The Balamar obviously didn't have the whole Ravid. The Ramban is tining. The Ravid says you don't say Palginon by Psul Kurva. But the Balamar holds that this does need a Palginon, but we would say Palginon. So the obvious question is, so if the Balamar holds Bidas HaRavid, that the reason why the Ravid didn't want to say like Rashi, that we're talking about the Halva, is because we would say Palginon, so then what does it help to say that they're talking about the Piroin and they're testifying that the Loiv is said in front of us that he was Loipara, and through that the Ariv is Mischayev. So, Viter, why don't you say Palginon? The Baal Amar is not Mesiachis to this. He just says, oh, in the Halva, the Ravid holds, you would say Palginon. You believe them. You believe what they're saying about the Loiv. You don't believe them about the Ariv. So what does it help now that they're saying that they're talking about the Piroin, that he was Loipara? Zok Rav Shmuel, that you see from the Baal Hamor, that the Baal Hamor holds that there's no such thing as Palginon Nemonis. We only say Palginon Dibura when it comes to testifying about the Iker Halva. So how do we know Bichlal there was an Arvus from them? So they're saying that there was Halva and there also was an Arvus. Okay, Palginon Dibura. Split their words. Only believe them about the Malva and the Leiva. Don't believe them about what they're saying about the Ariv. But when they're talking about the Piroin, we already know from a different source that this person was an Ariv. They're not telling us that he was an Ariv. We know already that he was an Ariv. Now they're saying one story. They're saying one story that the Loiva was made in front of us that he was Loipara. Now you want to believe their story, legabe the Loiva, not legabe the Ariv? That you can't do. There's no such thing as Palginon Nemonis. So it comes out that from the Baal Hamor, we have a Raya again, mamish, farkert from Rabbi Elchanan. From the Rishonim, we brought a raya before the fact that when they asked the question in our sugya about Palginon Nemonis, they stelled su the sugya of Palginon Dibura. So we brought a raya against Rabbi Elchanan. You see that it's all one shmuz. But from the Baal Hamor, you even see a sharfer raya. You see that the Baal Hamor holds that we only say Palginon Dibura and we don't say Palginon Nemonis. If they said two things, and we can take part of what they're saying, not the other part of what they're saying, Palginon Dibura, fine. That's a Sugin Sanhedrin. But to say, we take their whole story, but we don't believe it for legabe one thing, that the Baal Hamor holds. There's no such thing like that. I, Rabbi Chanan's Raya, from the Mishnah Yavamis Kuf Yud Zayin, that when an Eid Echad says that the woman's husband died, we believe him, legabe, to marry her off, not legabe nachla, the answer is, like we said before, that's not Palginon Nemonis. over there, an Eid Echad has a certain level of Nemanis. That level of Nemanis is only enough to marry her off because of Mitay Chaymer, Shechmarta Leah, B'Seifei Kalta Leah, B'Tchilasa. But it's not enough Nemanis for Mammon. That's not called Palginan Mashenkin over here, where you have a full Nemanis of two Eidim saying about Loi Para, and you're only going to believe it Legabi the Leiva, not Legabi the Ariv, that the Baal Amar holds, there's no such thing. Next Inyan. The Mishnah says at the bottom of Zayin Amad Aleph, Eluein ha-goylin ha-herig nefesh b'shkaga, ho-yim ha-algiv ha-ma-agila v'nofla la v'hargisai, ho-yim ha-shal shal b'chavis v'nofla la v'hargisai, ho-yim ha-yayir b'sulam v'nofla la v'hargai ha-reiz ha-goyla. Aval im ho-yim ha-meshich b'ma-agila v'nofla la v'hargisai, ho-yim ha-doyla b'chavis v'nifsak ha-chevel, v'nofla la v'hargisai, ho-yim ha-eyla b'sulam v'nofla la v'hargai, ha-rei ze einai goyle ze ha-klal, kol she b'derchi ridosai goyle, v'shalei b'derchi ridosai einai goyle. The Mishnah teaches us a yesod that in order to go to Galus, it has to be that the person was going b'derech yirida. But if the Reitzeach was going b'derech aliyah, then he's potter. Mino animili, says the Gemara, mar shmul do mar krova yapel ola vayomais ad sheyipoil derech nefila. So we learn it out from a pasuk that it has to be b'derech nefila and has to be in a downwards motion. Comes along the Rambam in Perek Vav Mehilchus Reitzeach Ushmiras Nefesh Halacha Yud Beis, and the Rambam gives a reason for this halacha. Misha Hayodoyles Achavis Lahaloisol Legag V'Nifsak Achevel V'Nofal Al Chaverei V'Hargosu Oisha Hayoyle B'Sulam V'Nofal Al Chaverei V'Hargai Potem In Agolus Shezek Kemoi Onus Hu, says the Rambam, because this is like an onus. This is not something that happens usually. Says the Rambam, Shari derech nefila motzui b'roiv ha'itim lahazik. Because when a person is going derech nefila, then it's motzui b'roiv ha'itim usually to be mazik. V'dover korev huliois. Shari teva ha'koved leireid lamata b'mehera. Because the teva of something heavy is to go downwards. V'hoil v'loi zireis atzmai v'tikein maisov yofes, since he wasn't careful. B'shas yirido yigle v'chein kol kayaitse bozeh. The Rambam gives a reason to be mechalik between Derech Aliyah and Derech Yerido. Derech Aliyah, says the Rambam, since he's going upwards, usually things don't fall when he's going upwards. When he's going downwards, because the teva of something heavy is to fall downwards, the law of gravity, so Mameila, he should have been Mizaris himself and be Mesakin Mice of Yafa B'Shas Yerido. He should have been careful, and since he didn't, he wasn't careful, so that's why he's Chayiv Golos. Comes along the Pnei Yeshua and says, I don't know why the Rambam has to give reasons for something which is learned out from a drasha. It's a drasha. Vayapal Allah Vayomei Sachipo Derech Nefila. How come the Rambam has to explain it with a svara? Says Rav Shmuel that the Rambam is not stam saying over here, Taimim Ba'alma. There's a Gevaldige Nafkamina Ledina in this, that the Rambam is explaining the Yisoid Haptur of Derech Aliyah, that it's like an onus. Because if you look in the Rambam, in Perek Vav, Mehilchus Reitzeach Ushmiras Nefesh, the Rambam shtels avek, in Halacha Aleph, and onwards, Shloisha Heim Ha-Hargim B'Lei Kavana. There's three types of people that kill without Kavana. Yesh Hayreg Bishkaga V'Haloma Gemura. V'zehu shenemar boi v'asher lo itzod v'dinoi sheyigle lorei miklot v'yinotzel k'meisha b'yarnu. There's one type of case where the person killed b'shoigeg. Halacha gimel v'yesh hoireg v'tiyah hashgaga karev lo'oynis. Sometimes a person can kill and the shgaga is karev lo'oynis v'hu sheyera b'misa zem ma'oiro pele she'enoi motzoi b'roiv ma'oirois b'nei adam v'dinoi shehu potter min ha'golus v'im horgoi goyel hadam neragolov. If a person kills b'shoigeg in a way that's karev lo'oynis, that something unusual happens, something that's not motzoi b'roiv ma'oirois, So then he's potter from Golus, and if the Goel Adam kills him, the Goel Adam gets killed for that. Halacha Dalid v'yesh hayrik b'shgaga b'tiyah hashgaga k'reiva l'zadayim. Sometimes it borders on a mezid. V'hu sheyeh b'davar k'may p'shia, oy shehoy oloy lihizoyer v'oloy nizar, v'dinoy she'en oy goylim b'pnei she'avoynoy chamur. Ein golos mechaperes loy vein ore miklot koltois oisoy, she'en on koltois elaham uchuyiv golos bulvad. Lefikach im motzei goyel adam b'chol mokayim b'horgoy potter. U'mayase zeh yeshe v'yishmor atzmoy migoyel adam. The Rambam stells avek that there's three types of people that kill without kavana. One is shoygeg, that person is chayiv golos, he goes to their miklot, and he's safe from the goyel adam. Another one is someone that kills in a way that's karev lo'oynis, so then he's potter from golos. He did something less than a shoygeg. He's potter from golos. If the goyel adam kills him, the goyel adam gets killed for that. And then there's a type of shoygeg that's krovel amazed, it borders on amazed. That's a bigger negligence than shoygeg. Shoygeg is a certain level of a negligence, but this is already a gross negligence. This is karev lemezid over there, since his avera is so great, so golus is not mechaperes loy, and the orei miklot will not help to save him, and therefore if the goel adam finds him anywhere and kills him, he's potter, and this person, his whole life, has to be on guard from the goel adam. Memela. If you look in the Rambam over there in Perek Vav, by each and every miut that we have over here on Daf Zayin Amid Beis, the Rambam is Toireach to tell you which category does it fit into. Does it fit into the category of Karev La'inis and he's potter from Galus? Or is the Pshat that it's Karev La'mezid, that it's Loisagi Le'be Galus? That Galus is not enough. Galus is not Mechaper for him. He doesn't have the right to have the protection of the Orei Miklot, and he has to watch himself his whole life from the Goel Adam. Therefore, Zokrav Shmuel, this that the Rambam is explaining the Yisoid Aptur of Derech Aliyos, not Stam, he's giving a Taimo Dekra. But rather, the Rambam is being Magder to us, what is the Yisoid Haptur of Derech Aliyah? Because we have to know, is Derech Aliyah a potter because it's Karev La'inis and he's potter from Golos, or is it because it blames Karev La'mezid, it's Loisagi Le'be Golos? So the Rambam, since things usually fall B'derech Yerida, so over there the Torah says there was a Hayolai Li Zohar, that's a negligence for which he's Chayev Golos. But if it's Derech Aliyah where it's not usual that things fall that way, so over there, it blives Karev La'inis, and he's potter from Golos. If the Goel Adam will kill him, the Goel Adam will be killed for that. And in each and every miut that we have over here, the Rambam tells us which category it fits into. Rabbeinu Chananel over here also does the same thing. So let's go through them. We have a p'tur of Oimer Mutter. That, the Gemara says, is Karev Lemezid. According to Abaya, Oimer Mutter is Anusu. We Paskin, the Rambam Paskin, that Oimer Mutter is Karev Lemezid. Like the Rambam says over there in Halacha Yud, we have the din of Rabbah that Pratlim Miskavin Laragas Habehem of Orakas Ha'odom Lekusi Vaharagas Yisrael Lenefel Vaharag Ben Kayama, that the Rambam says in Halacha Yud, is also because it's Karev Lemezid. In the din of Imbefesa Pratle Keren Zavis, the Rambam says that that also blibes a Karev Lemezid. Rabbeinu Chananel over here says the same thing, that it's Havalei Liyune. He shouldn't be walking in a way that his knife is sticking out, that somebody that's coming from a side, which he can't see, that it could kill him. So that blibes a Karev Lemezid. He doesn't have the protection of the Orei Miklot. He has no right to have the kapara of Golus. And the din of B'lai Eva Prat L'Soyne, again, the Rambam in Halacha Yud says that goes into Karev L'mezid. And the din of B'lai Tzdiya Prat L'miskavin L'tzad Zev Aholchalo L'tzad Acher, that the Rambam puts in Halacha Yud Dalid, that he says that it's Karev L'Oinus. If he Bechlal wasn't trying to go to that direction, that blibes Karev L'Oinus. in the din of Asher Loitzod, or Pratlim Iskab and Lizrek Shtayim, Bizarak Arba, that the Rambam puts in Halacha Yud, that it blibes Kariv Lemezid. In the next din of Asher Yovesh Re'eu Bayar, Mayar, Rishus Lanizik Ulamazik, Likones Lisham, Avkol Rishus Lanizik Ulamazik, Likones Lisham, which the Mishnah on the Avchesim at Aleph brings, that we learn out from there, Yotza Chatzar Balabai, Yeshen Rishus Lanizik, Likones Lisham, that the Rambam brings in Halacha Yud Aleph as a separate Halacha, Hanichnas Lechotzer Balabayis, Shaloi Birshus, Vahargoi Balabayis Bishkoga, Potter Minagolus, Shenemar Basha Yoves Reu Bayar, Mayar, Shiesh Rishus Lanerak, Likones Lisham, Avkon Kayotze by Lefikach, Hanichnas Lechanus, Hanagar Shaloi Birshus, Vinotza Bekas, Vitovkolai Alpon of Umais, Potter Migolus, Vinichnas Birshus, Areza Goylan. The Rambam says that from the Pasuk of Asher Yoves Re'eu Bayar, we learn out that the only time you go to Golus is only if there was Rishus for the Nerag to come into that area. But the Chotzer of the Balabais, where he had no Rishus to come in, the Balabais is Potter. But the Rambam puts that in a separate Halacha than Halacha Yud. Vice does that it's a din that we learn out from the Pasuk, that you're Potter from Golus. So it's not the pshat that it's Kariv La'inis, but it's also a ptur. And since it's a ptur, so the Goyal Hadam, if he'll kill him, will be Naragolov. Anytime there's a ptur from Golos, the Goyal Hadam is Naragolov. But if the pshat is that it's Loisagi Leibe Golos, because Avaynei Chomor, then the Reitzeach Lo'olam Voed has to be on guard from the Goyal Hadam. If the Goyal Hadam kills him, he is Potter. Now, Legabe, this that the Rambam says, that the Ptur of Karen Zovis is because it's Karev Lemezid, the Kesef Mishnah over there says, B'shem, the Maram Padova, that from Rashi by us, in the Sugya, it's Mashma, that it's because it's an Onus. And B'negeya, the din of Miskavin Litzad Zev, Ahocholo Litzad Acher, and the din of Miskavin Litzad Shtayim Mizarak Arba, which the Rambam differentiated between the two, that Miskavin Litzad Zev, Ahocholo Litzad Acher, that the Rambam said is Al Kariv Lo'oinis. And Miskavin Litzad Shtayim Mizarak Arba, the Rambam said, that blibes Kariv Lemezid, from Tosis in Baba Kama, Daf Chavava Midbeis, in Dibra Maschel Prat, you see that the Taisus learned that both of these miyutim is Alts Kariv La'inis. And Mitzad Sheni from Rabbeinu Chananel and the Meiri, we see that they learned that both of these miyutim are because of Blibes Kariv L'mezit. So we have a three-way machloikus over here. The Rambam holds Miskavin Litzad Zev, Ahochalo Litzad Acher is Alts Kariv La'inis. Miskavin Litzad Shtayim Mizorak Arba is Alts Kariv L'mezit. Toysis and Baba Kama Chavava Midbeis holds that both of them blib Kariv La'inis, and the Rabbeinu Chanan and the Meiri hold that both of them blib Kariv La'mezid, and the Nafkamina is, like we said before, anything that's Kariv La'inis is a Ptur, the Goyal Adam, if he kills him, is Naragolov, anything that's Kariv La'mezid is the Pshat, that the Avera is so Chomor that Ein Golos Mechaperes La'ini has to, his whole life, be on guard from the Goyal Adam. Now, there are a few chidushim in the Rambam, which the Rambam says, not like the Pashtus of the Sugya, which the Neitzei Kalim, the Kesef Mishnah, and others, the Aruch Laner, are busy trying to explain the Rambam. First of all, our girsa is Hadafai Shadachvai Begufai. That, what does Hadafai in the Pasuk mean when it says in Befesa? B'loi Eva Hadafai Ay Hishlech Olav Kol Kali B'loi Tzdiya. Says the Gemara, Hadafai means Shadachvei Begufai. So Kipshutai, the Gemara is explaining what the Pasuk means when it says that you go to Galus. However, the Rambam in Hilchas Reitzeach Ushmiras Nefesh Perek Vav Halacha Yud says, V'cheinim nichnas nekeren zavis ve'misai sham b'shkaga oi Shadachvei Begufai oi niskaven nesok shtayim v'zarak arba, etc. Harei kol elu kreivin lemezid ve'einon niklatin. The Rambam says that for Dachvai Begufai, you don't go to Golos. The Kesef Mishnah is bothered. V'yesh l'tmoya masha kosav Rabbeinu, shem Dachvai Begufai in a goyla, do mashma bebraisa shekosavti de goyla. That's one problem with the Rambam. Another chiddush the Rambam says is that Yerida Sheitzerech Aliyah is Einai Goyle. Our Girsa is Lahavi Yerida Sheitzerech Aliyah. The other things the Brisa says, Beloyeva Pratlisoine. By Ahishnach Olav, it says Lahavi Yerida Sheitzerech Aliyah. But the Rambam paskins that Yerida Sheitzerech Aliyah is Einai Goyle in Halacha Yud Gimel. That's another Tzarachian. Also, the Rambam in Halacha Yud Gimel says a Chiddush b'negei Katzav that any time he kills b'haylacha shehi ha-hagba milifana v'yirida me'acharav einai goyle olav. When he's going upwards in front of him and then back down behind him, he doesn't go to galus. V'chol sheyamus b'chazara, but as long as he kills on his way back shehi aliyah me'acharav v'yirida milifana v'goyle. But when he's on his way up behind him and on his way down in front of him, then he does go to galus. Rashi said, no. Anytime he's going downwards, whether it's in front of him or behind him, he goes to galus. Anytime he's going upwards, whether it's in front of him or behind him, he doesn't go to galus. And the Rambam's saying, no. That when he's on his way up in front of him and down behind him, that's haylacha, that he doesn't go to galus for. But when b'chazara, when he's on his way up behind him and down in front of him, he does go to galus. Again, the Kesef Mishnah says, this is a Tzarech Iyin, how is the Rambam going to be miyashiv all those brises that the Gemara brought, Toni Chodo lefanov chayev l'achrov potter, v'tanya idach l'achrov chayev lefanov potter, v'tanya idach bein lefanov bein l'achrov chayev, v'tanya idach bein lefanov bein l'achrov potter, how's the Rambam going to be miyashiv all these brises? So these are some Ha'oris bedas ha-Rambam that are tzrichim iyun. Next inyan. The Mishnah said that if one kills another person mederech yirida, he goes to galus, and derech aliyah, he doesn't go to galus. What would be the din if one kills another horizontally? He's not going up, he's not going down, he's going sideways. So the Aruch Laner brings a raya from this that we need a drasha of imbefesa prat lekeren zavis. If not for the miut of keren zavis, either like Rashi Shita because he's a ninus, or according to the Rambam and Rabbeinu Chananel because havelei liyuna he's karev lemezid. If not for that miut, he would have gone to galus. But why? He's going horizontally. He's coming out of the mavui and he doesn't see the other person. The other person is coming from another direction and he killed him. But the cherev is horizontal. So too, hadafai shadachvai begufai, he pushed him with his body. That's horizontal. It's not derech yirida, it's not derech aliyah. According to Rashi, he's chayev galus. According to the Rambam, dachvai begufai is potter from galus. But there's a miut on that. Typically, that's not derech yirida. Vais dais that horizontally he does go to galus. This could be, where does that come from? That could be another reason why the Rambam needs to explain why Derech Aliyah is Potter, because it's Karev La'inis. The Rambam, by telling us that, is saying that Derech Aliyah is Potter because that's Karev La'inis, but as long as it's not Derech Aliyah, so then he will be Chayiv. Next Inyan. The Gemara says, towards the bottom of Zayin Amid Beis, Lema Ketanoi, Haya Oile Besulam, V'nishmeta Shliva Mitachtav, Tani Choda Chaye, V'tanya Idach Potter. If he was going up the ladder, and the Shliva fell out from underneath him, and killed someone, so one Brisa says, Chaye, one Brisa says Potter. My Lava Hakam Iflagi, Damar Sova Yeridahi, Mar Sova Aliyahi. That one man domar holds that this is considered a Yerida, one man domar holds it's considered Aliyah. So Akhti Gemara Loi, Dukule Alma Aliyahi. For like Kasha, Kan Lanizok and Kan Legolus. Really, they both hold that it's Aliyah. And just one Bryce is talking about Nizokin. By Nizokin, Derech Aliyah is Chayiv. And other Bryce is talking about Golus. And for Golus, Derech Aliyah is Potter. Iba Yisema, Hava Ha Legolus. For like Kasha, Hod Aslia, Hod Olay Aslia. This is our Girsa. The Iba Yisema is saying that really they're both talking about Golus. And it's not a Kasha. One's talking about where it was Wormy. So then it's considered derech yirida. Another one is when it's not wormy. They're both talking about where it wasn't wormy, but one's talking about where it was in tight. So then there's no derech yirida over here, so he's potter. But if it's not in tight, so then it's a yirida, and he is chayv. That's our girsa. The Hagoyis Hagro says that girsas Harambam in the first Ibayisema, rather than Ibayisema havahalugolus v'loikasha hodaslia hodoloyaslia, the Rambam's girsa is that havahalanizokin v'loikasha hodaslia hodoloyaslia. The Vilna Gaon is coming from the Rambam in Perek Vav Mehilchas Chayvelu Mazik Halacha Dalit that says Hayoyla Besulam Venishmita Shliva Mitachda Venafla Vehizika Imloy Haysa Muhudekes Vechazaka Chayiv. But Haysa Chazaka Muhudekes Venishmita Aishnisliya Areza Potter Shazu Makabi De Shamayim Hi Vechain Kol Kayotze Boze. The Rambam says that if the person was going up the ladder and nishmata shliva mitachtov and it fell and damaged, if it wasn't in tight, then he's chayiv. But if it was in tight and it fell, so then he's potter. So the Rambam brings the chilik of muhudekes and not muhudekes b'negeya the chiyuv of nizokin. Says the Magen Mishnah, what's the beer in the Rambam? Why, if it's in tight, is he potter? So he says, Mipnei Shehein Einsen Gemurin. Because it's considered an Einus Gomer. The Magen Mishnah says that the Rambam potters because it's an Einus Gomer. This is like the Shita of Taisis and Baba Kamach of Zayin Amid Beis, that Adam Amazik by Einus Gomer is potter. We don't say Adam Ud La'ilam by an Einus Gomer, like the Yushalmi says that if a person was sleeping and they brought Kalim next to him, and he broke them, he's potter. The Tosis brings a raya from that Yushalmi, that even though Adam Ud La'ilam, that the Mishnah says in Baba Kama Chavava Mer Aleph, that Adam Ud La'ilam, a person is chayiv even for an Einus, but an Einus Gomer, like if he went to sleep and afterwards someone brought Kalim there, he's potter. However, the Sheet of the Ramban is that Adam Amazik is chayiv even for Einus Gomer. The Yushalmi says that he's potter if the other person brought the Kalim there, says the Ramban. That's because you have a Pshias HaNizik, because the Nizik did it to himself. Since he brought the Kalim himself, so that's why he's potter. But if not for that, Avada Adam Amazik is chayiv even for an Einus Gomer. Says the Magid Mishnah that the Rambam that's pottering from Nizokin in a case where the Shliva was Mehudekes Yofe is because it's an Einus Gomer and Adam Hamazik is potter by Einus Gomer. Comes along the Kesef Mishnah over there in Perek Vav Halacha Aleph and says that the Magid Mishnah is Seiser himself. Because on Halacha Aleph in Perek Vav, where the Rambam said, "Amazik mamin chaveri chayiv l'shalim nezek sholim bein shehoya shoygeg bein shehoya onus harehu kemezid," says the Magid Mishnah over there that ukvar kosavti perek rishon da'inus gomor shekosvu zal shehu poter v'harav loychilek. Says the Magid Mishnah, although the Rishonim differentiate between Einus Gomer and not Einus Gomer, but the Rambam is not Mechalik. The Rambam holds even Einus Gomer he's chayiv for. Frekta the Kesef Mishnah, the Magid Mishnah is Seiser himself. In Halacha Aleph, says the Magid Mishnah, that the Rambam Shita is that Adam Amazik is chayiv even for Einus Gomer. And in Halacha Dalid, the Magid Mishnah learns up in the Rambam that Adam Amazik is potter from Einus Gomer. Rav Shmuel over here has a shtikel Torah to differentiate between chavolas gufay, if a adam is mazik somebody else's guf, or if he's mazik somebody else's mamin. He wants to say that if he's mazik somebody else's guf, chavolas gufay, then he's chayiv even for an einus gomer. But if he's mazik somebody else's mamin, then he's only chayiv if it's a regular Einus, but not an Einus Gomer. The Svara, he says, very geschmack, because by Chavolas Gufay, over there, he's Chayiv for the Maisa itself. Petzatachas Potza tells me that he's Chayiv even for an Einus. Over there, the Chiyuv is for the Etzem Maisa. Masha'enkein, the Chiyuv for being Mazik Mamin Chaveroi, over there, the chiyuv is because of Adam Shmiras Gufa Yalav, like the Gemara says in Baba Kama Daf Dalet. So over there, you can only be mechayiv him if there was some negligence in the shmira. There was some shmira that he was able to do that he didn't. But if it's a Ninus Gomor, so then you can't say that he's chayiv for a lack of shmira. But by Chavolas Gufa, he's chayiv for the Maisa itself, not for the Ishmira. So as long as he did a Maisa Hezik, what do I care was Ba'inus? Petzatachas Potza says that he's chayiv for the Etzem Maisa. Devin Ozol in Perak Aleph Alacha Tezayin Mehilchos Chevel Umazik also says the same chilek. However, this won't help to answer up the stira in the Magid Mishnah, because the Magid Mishnah in Halacha Aleph in Perak Vav Mehilchos Chevel Umazik is going on the Rambam that says Hamazik Momain Chaveiroi Chayiv L'Shalim Nesek Shalim Bein Shehoya Shoigig Bein Shehoya Onus Hareze Kimezid. And on that, The Magid Mishnah says that the Rambam's not mechalik between an Einus Gomer, not an Einus Gomer. So you see that the Magid Mishnah is going by Mazik Momin Chaveire, still he says you're chai for an Einus Gomer. So we still don't have an answer for the Magid Mishnah himself, that in Halacha Aleph, he says that the Rambam holds that even by Einus Gomer, Adam HaMazik Momin Chaveire is chai, and in Halacha Dalet, he says that the Rambam holds that Adam HaMazik by Oynes Gomer is Potter. So this is still a Tzarech Ian. Now there are some Meach in Hilchos Reitzeach in Perek Vav, Aloch Yud Gimel speaks out that according to the Rambam's Girsa, it's very Gishmak why he paskins that Yerida Sheitzerech Aliyah is considered Aliyah. Because the Gemara said, Lema Ketanoi, Hay Oyle Besulam Nishmata Shliva Mitach Tav Tani Chada Chai V'Tani Yidach Potter. And the Gemara said, "My lab b'hakam mifligi demar sover yirida hi mar sover aliyahi." Says the Gemara, "Loi du kuli alma aliyahi v'loi kasha kan lanizok and kan legalus." Now, according to the Rambam's girsa, the Ibayisema is saying, "Hava hal anizokin v'loi kasha hada asliya hada loy asliya." The Ibayisema, "Hava hada loy asliya v'loi kasha hada mihadik v'hada loy mihadik." So there was never a chazara in the Gemara to say that hava hal legalus and Hodasliyah Hodolayasliyah, that the Gemara now is saying that it's a Yerida. So the Gemara is still blibing with this, that it's an Aliyah. So that's why the Rambam passes that Yerida Shehit Tzarech Aliyah is an Aliyah.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.